As all of you are aware, the United States announced yesterday a new set of tariffs, which will take effect on the 1st October. And this new set includes a 100% tariff on pharmaceutical products. And this is of significant concern to Singapore. This tariff also provides that there will be an exemption if a company is building a manufacturing plant in America. And because of the new tariff, we have been engaging with our pharmaceutical companies. In fact, even before the announcement, we have been talking to them because we know that pharmaceutical tariffs are impending. So we have been talking to them, engaging them to better understand their concerns and the situation with regard to their exports to the U.S. And recently, following the announcement, we also reached out to them again. And as I understand, many of them actually already have plans to invest in the U.S. to build new capacity. So their tariff may not have immediate impact on their exports, given that they already have plans to build capacity in the United States. But in the meantime, they are also continuing to clarify with the U.S. administration to better understand the conditions and the criteria and to confirm that whether there are plants that have in place, whether they will be eligible for tariff exemption. I think this will take some time. And then the pharmaceutical companies are in the process of clarifying with the U.S. administration in this regard. And for us, it is important because our pharmaceutical exports to the U.S. amounts to about 4 billion Singapore dollars, and this is about 13% of our domestic exports to the U.S. And it's also about 19% of our overall pharmaceutical domestic exports. So it's an important component of our trade. And beyond the pharmaceuticals, U.S. has also imposed tariffs on several other items, including kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, as well as upholstered furniture. And we are also reaching out to the companies which are involved in exporting these items to the U.S. to better understand the impact on them and to see how we can lean forward to support them and to help them if necessary. And as you are aware, I think the CERT Task Force has announced several initiatives to help companies adjust to this new environment. One of them is a business adaptation grant, and the more details will be announced over the next couple of weeks. And this scheme will be able to help many of the companies affected by the new tariffs to adjust their supply chain, to reconfigure their production base in order to be able to manage the impact of the tariff. And we are prepared to do more if necessary to help companies weather this transition. At the same time, we have also announced a GREET program, Graduate Internship and Traineeship. This will help to also provide more opportunities for our fresh graduates in view of the uncertainty and volatility going forward. On the bilateral basis, we are continuing to our discussion with the U.S. administration with regard to pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. My last meeting with Secretary Lutnick was in the August, 19th of August, and following the meeting, our officials have been in touch on both sides to work out the details and to exchange information and understanding and documentation. But I think the negotiation, the discussion will take time because there are many details that would need to be worked out. And I'm continuing my engagement with Secretary Lutnick, and I will give an update at the appropriate time.